Far across the shattered city, buildings flattened by orbital strikes lay like great fallen trees. Those few that remained partly intact reached up, broken, skeletal fingers clawing at an overcast sky. Down in the rubble-choked streets, the voice of the wind was the moan of a dying animal. But upon the crumbling ramparts, it was a ceaseless torrent of dust and grit. From the haze came a figure clad in blackened, war-damaged armor, moving across the rooftops to stand at the very edge of a broken parapet. He opened his arms wide to embrace the windstorm, the ragged, torn cloak at his back snapping like unfurling wings.
Shall I die again, step forward into the embrace of gravity, fall and be dashed upon the broken stones far below? Shall I try to die again? If only it were so simple. If only I could.
He paused, leaning forward, almost as if he were daring fate to claim him.
You cannot take me. You do not know me. You do not know my name. I am become Cerberus, the wolfhound at the gateway to hell. I am untouched. Do you hear me? Do you hear?
The chainsword at his side was as ruined as the rest of his war gear, as broken as his mind. And yet, like those tools, it too could still function, could still kill.
This destruction will never end. I have seen into the darkest heart of it. I tasted blood on the blade at the birth. I will see it rage on and on and on, for the future will only be war. I see the city as it was and as it is, a nest of traitors spun into treachery by the songs they sang in the night. I see the light of madness in my own eyes. I do not know the face beneath my helm. I see the dead and the dead and the dead, palaces of corrupted stone, steel rusted by hate, the killers and the killed, crying out, spreading their filth and their poison. I see the mark of the three. I know what it means. If nothing else, I know that. I am Cerberus. Yes, I have been rejected by death itself. The peace of the grave will only be mine when the scales are balanced. I am the last loyal man under a galaxy of traitor stars, the undying among the dead. And I come for you.
The warrior saw his foe and leapt into the air. Those that called this world home had not been spared the fate of their planet. Tides of lance fire, kinetic kill rods, and the vicious lash of bioweapon bombardments took their toll. Life was ripped from their flesh, savagely torn away. And yet, even among the ashes of their dead kindred, some pitiful remnants remained. They could not be called human, not anymore. The force that animated them was life, but of a kind born of horror and pestilence. Bodies saved from instant death by happenstance or blind luck, these were the ones who had died slowly in the aftermath, vomiting up black, tainted blood, choking on their own fouled fluids. These were the unlucky ones, denied the mercy of the quicker kills, their flesh intact enough to become host to colonies of virulent disease. Whatever remained of who they once were had gone. Now they were only vectors for the plague to spread itself. Mindless meat things stumbling in the ruins. The warrior who called himself Cerberus hated them. He loathed them with a furious, mad passion that had no end. He hated them as he hated himself. For like the risen dead, he had perished. And yet lived, but untouched by their infection. Death had rejected him, thrown him back, and so he would kill it until it embraced him once more.
I am the Storm's Blade. I am Justice. I am Defiance and the Oath Keeper! I